Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802. Or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge. Make the old
people well. Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour, a place where we try to help all of you out there that want to work, need to work, do work, to find something that you enjoy by creating your own opportunities. I'm sitting here tonight with my trusty friend, the partial co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes.
Good to have you here today. Yes, sir. Mr. Gene, it's good to be back behind the microphone this afternoon. It's a great thing to be and come and chat with you and see if we can help somebody out there who wants to get that enjoyable job that they've been looking for.
Yes, that's right. And our trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt's the guy that makes everything work, makes us look good. Matt, how you doing this evening?
We're doing good, Gene. How about you?
Oh, we're doing just fine.
All right. That's what we like to hear.
Anyway, but for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Matt, if you got them, let them go. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show, and simply by going out to our Tantalk radio network, which is tantalk1340.com. You can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show, because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me, because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. Yes, you can't hide anything. Yay. You might think you're hiding, but the bottom line is we do see you. And I stress this on most shows, because many of you really think we don't see you. And I want you to know that when it comes to employment or just doing anything, the world sees you.
Yes, it does.
You can't see yourself.
Okay.
world sees you front and back, and so I want to make sure you're aware of it, especially for job seekers.
Mm-hmm.
Because job seekers, they're looking for work. Some get in front of people, which I highly suggest, if you can, on a local level. If not, then try to get on a call like Zoom or something like that, or some of these live webinars and seminars that go on. Try to get your face out there so people get a chance to glance at you and all that sort of stuff, because they see you.
Mm-hmm.
What they want to know is what's going on with you. So
what can you do?
Yeah, what can you do? And so I'd like to have you just think about that, because that's what we're going to do. But tonight, since this is about creating job opportunity, it's for you that are unemployed and you're looking for work. It's for you that are employed but you don't like what you're doing. And you that you're doing something but it's not something that you want to keep doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to give you some thoughts and some tips on how you can find employment, but I'm going to target it down to if you are looking to do something, is I'm going to target that to say that tonight's topic is words that have no meaning on your resume. Because in other words, if you're the kind of person whereby you've got to create a resume, or somebody's creating a resume for you,
yes,
because you want to apply for a job or get in front of somebody so somebody selects you, I'm going to give you a couple of tips on how you can do that. But I'm also going to talk about words that have no meaning that many of you use. I don't know why. But you use these words, and I'm going to suggest to you they have no meaning. But I'm also going to give you the key word that you should use.
You mean they're using these words to impress the employer?
Yeah, they use them to impress the employer or anybody else. Actually, it's not just employers. They kind of have a lifestyle whereby they do these things.
Well, is this this scenario taught?
They use these words.
Is this taught in school? Well, resume writing and
all of these words are taught.
Yeah, but are they being taught for resume writing? Or just they're taught in general, I understand.
It depends on who's teaching you.
Yeah, well.
And so it's words that we've learned.
Right.
I suggest that you don't use these words.
These are words that we've learned.
Yeah.
And these words are general. These are general knowledge words.
General knowledge words been around for a lot of time, and I'm coming along and saying, don't use these words.
And everybody's been using these words.
Yep.
And now you come along and tell me I can't use these words because it's going to reflect on my resume in a negative way.
No, it's going to reflect on your performance. That's where it's going to reflect.
Okay. All right.
So if you don't have them in your resume, then there's no reflection.
No, because if they're in the resume, when I receive the resume and if it's in there, I'm going to look at it.
Then there's a reflection.
That's right. I'm really looking for it.
Now, if you're listening, this is not directly pointed to you. I'm going to put it this way.
By the way, Mr.
It's something that affects our entire workforce.
This is a call-in show. So people can call in if they so desire.
Yeah, they can call and ask questions.
They need to call in and let us know.
Tell them the number.
727-441-3000 is the call-in number.
There is an 800 number. It's the toll-free number. It's 866-826-1340. But the one everybody goes with is 727-441-3000.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
So you're welcome to call and ask a question as long as you can handle the answer I'm going to give you.
All right.
And I believe you can handle it after a little thinking. But we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors. But we'll be right back with words that have no meaning and should not be on your resume based on what I say. But we'll be right back.
Where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose.
Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know that now you can get Gene's books revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? Each book shows you how to develop a resume and cover letter using your life experiences. You will receive step-by-step instruction on the content, its rationale, and its importance for each book. His books are available in soft copy and digital formats on Amazon.com and HodgePodgeTraining.com. Eugene Hodge, an employment training consultant, has helped thousands of job seekers to find enjoyable employment at competitive wages using an innovative process by matching your needs with employer needs. The books are Resume, What's Its Purpose? And Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose?
To get Gene's books, go to Amazon.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for his books, choose a book. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Shop tab, choose books in a single or bundled formats. Coming soon, books in Spanish, Creole, and French format, all at HodgePodgeTraining.com. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Living in America.
Right here in good old USA.
Yeah, where they say you can do what you want to do.
Be what you want to be. And make all the money you can make without selling drugs.
I think some of us have overdone it. I think a lot of us need some improvement.
All right.
But if you happen to be a job seeker planning to look for work, I'd like to just have you think about this, because if you're a job seeker, you're unemployed or you're laid off and you're looking to get back into the workforce, then you've got to apply for jobs. You got to fill out applications. In most cases, you got to have a resume. It's extremely important to have a resume. But I'm going to give you a reason for why it's extremely important.
Yes.
Because I'm going to talk about words that I'm going to say they have no meaning on your resume. So I'll make it a little plainer.
It has no meaning in a job search.
Has no meaning on a piece of paper.
Okay.
Either.
All right.
And I'm going to suggest that you don't use these words, but because you want to impress the people that you're talking to.
Yes, you do. You got to impress me if you're coming before me.
You want to impress the HR person.
That's right.
And so imagine this is what you do. You have a resume, or you send it in, or you show up in front of somebody.
Which I've done.
And you start using these words without really understanding what the listener is hearing.
Okay.
Because you want to impress somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to suggest
that's kind of the point. I kind of want a job.
Right. You said the point. I don't want any of you to get a job, not on this show.
You want a career.
I don't want any of you to get
a career.
You're
not going to get a career anymore.
On this show. I want you to get what you enjoy doing, because you do it all the time anyway.
And you will have a career.
And I know people will pay you to keep doing what
you'll
you
do. You'll have a good job.
Oh, so people want to... Okay. I know some people that would wish, man, I wish I got paid to play video games all day. That's a little different.
No, it's no different because
they do get paid for playing video games.
There are people that are getting paid to play video games.
There are people getting paid to play video games.
That's what a lot of people don't know. There are people who get paid to drink wine.
People get paid just to watch TV.
But only if you knew. But anyway, so I'm going to talk about words that may come out of your mouth.
Even though jobs.
This is called Employment Opportunity Hour.
Yes.
It's not called the Job Hour. Because we don't have any jobs. I don't want any of you to get a job.
We don't have any jobs to get you.
Because my opinion, a job is something that you do that you don't want to do.
It says you're just over broke.
Okay? But the flip side of that is when I go out and check this out for yourself. Your employers, the people who hire you, when we put them all together, someone has put out a report that says that the workforce, which is what people do to work, and we pay you to work for us, the workforce is spending over $500 billion a year.
To do what?
Trying to motivate you and trying to have you have a good attitude while you're at work.
Well, society to say that they're being motivated by increasing the pay.
I don't know how many more years we got to go through that, because the people who pay you know they're not getting their money's worth.
That's right.
Just that simple. I'm trying to tell you how you can get your money's worth, and people will want to pay you. Anyway, but not using so many words.
This is the employee or the employee that you're going to tell how to get?
I'm telling all humans. Because even the employer may use these words. They definitely don't want to hear them. Because when they see how you perform, they wonder where the mistake got made.
Paper made in the writing.
Anyway, so I'm going to just suggest that you don't put these on any paper.
Okay.
Or no application. I'm just going to start.
All right, what's your first
one? My first word is words that have no meaning. Qualified.
Oh, I'm not qualified to do the job.
How can we tell you, or you tell us, that you're qualified? We've never seen you before. What do you think about that? How can you tell somebody you're qualified and we've never seen you?
Because I say I'm qualified.
Right. And none of us know that.
No, I'm telling you that.
Right.
In my resume, I tell you I'm qualified.
Oh, we definitely know on a piece of paper. How can you see qualified on a piece of paper? I want you to think about that, because
I'm playing devil's advocate. That's not my problem. That's your problem. I said I'm qualified. Pardon? So when you get my resume, you can't say I'm not.
Well, when I get your resume, I'm not talking to you. That's the first time. I'm reading.
Yes. You're reading what I wrote.
Exactly.
And what I'm writing, I'm telling you, at the best of my ability, that I'm qualified to do this job.
Right. So how can the reader know you're qualified by you telling them? I just want you to think about that.
I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
When I write and tell you I qualify, then you have to wait till you hire me so you can see if I'm qualified.
We can't hire you until we see you or talk to you. And that's what people think. They think they should be hired as if we know you.
That's right.
On a piece of paper.
If I put all the right verbs and the right pronouns in the right place, all nouns, then it says that I'm qualified. Okay.
If you did that, as a nation, we would not have the problem of people paying you more money trying to get more productivity out of you. You got to look at the bigger picture.
Well,
we're talking billions of people who have jobs thinking they should be paid more, and the employers know how much money they're spending trying to get you to do more and knowing you can't.
Well,
anyways, I just want you to know the picture out there is, as part of the workforce, that's what people do.
Well,
they write stuff on paper.
Yes.
As if they think we know you already.
Well, that's why I'm supposed to write the resume to the explicit point that you will see me when you read that.
Okay. Whoever told you to write it that way? I'm saying it doesn't matter who uses. These words have no meaning in a job search. You're looking for a job.
Yes, sir.
Good. So when
I write a resume and I send it to you.
You speak the word or write the word, I'm suggesting you don't use it. Because we don't know if you're qualified for anything. And I'm going to tell you right now, you're not qualified for anything. I'm not qualified for anything.
Who is we? We who?
You know, we is the general public. I'm not qualified
The general public is qualified to tell me I'm not qualified?
Exactly. I want you to know that.
Well.
There's another word that you can use, but I'm going to tell you right now.
Give me another word that I can use instead of using I'm qualified.
When we say you're qualified, you are. When you say you're qualified, you're not. Okay. A lot of people use these words that when it comes to really doing what you claim that you can do, you can't.
Yes.
I mean, so I'm talking about words not to use.
All right.
I'm going to jump to the next one. Qualifications.
Okay. Qualification. When I write my resume, I tell you I'm qualified and I give you my qualification. I know how to move this widget from one widget to the other widget. I know how to make this widget come together.
It doesn't mean you're qualified or have the qualifications.
I have just explained to you that I know how to move the widget.
A lot of people say I graduated from high school or graduated from college. I got a 2.0, 3.0. I got this score and all that kind of stuff, and I have the qualifications.
You're right.
Okay. The first thing to think about is somebody else asking you what your qualifications are. That's the first thing.
Yes. Well, when I write the resume.
Somebody else is asking you if you're qualified.
Well, when I write the resume, I told you I was qualified. And then when I also told you I was totally qualified, I had good qualification because I knew how to move one widget from one table to the next table.
That's not qualified to us. That's qualified to you.
That's right.
Right. So I'm telling you words not to use. There's another word. I'm going to save it to the end.
Okay.
But there's another word that I'm going to suggest if you use this word, it will make all of the sense in the world. The problem is we have a workforce.
Yes.
That has fabricated their resumes with words.
Well, we've got to impress
and
the reader.
We can't. Right, but we can't. We don't even know if we're impressing anybody. That's the problem.
Well, I just
want you to think about it. I'm going to give you the
problem,
word at the end.
It's a problem if I don't get hired, then I know it's a problem.
You can't get hired until you get in front of somebody. So one comes before the other.
Okay.
And so it's very important to understand what you've been using.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not alone. We have a 300 million workforce, people, of which you're not alone.
Yes.
There's a lot of assistants out there that are in the same category as you. The people who pay you know the problem. You can't know the problem because who's told you that you are part of the problem?
Nobody.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm not saying you have a problem. I'm saying words that have no meaning on a resume.
Okay.
I didn't say don't put them on there. I said they don't have any meaning.
All right.
Now, the flip side, if they don't have meaning, why would you put them on there anyway? So I like to have you think about what you have been doing that produces the result that the big boys know. Okay?
Okay.
Simple as that. Money has demonstrated that it's not a motivator. You can tell anybody in the world, if I get more money, you're going to do more. The bottom line is you do more if it was in you to do more because you like doing more.
Yes.
Because more brings you more.
Right.
Right. So anyway, I like to have you just think about that.
I'm thinking about it.
But we're talking about qualifications. If somebody writes up qualification statements that you read and say, I got the qualifications.
Correct.
Obviously, you haven't experienced the people who say they got qualifications, but yet they weren't chosen.
Well, that was because evidently they didn't write their resume to the proper understanding of the reader.
Well, that's fine. But 300 million people doing that, that's a problem.
Well, I'm not concerned about 300. I'm concerned
about... I'm
concerned about myself.
You are if you're worried about paying people that aren't producing what you thought they were going to pay. That's a big concern.
Yes.
Okay, so I'd like to have you think about just not using that word.
All right.
Now, there's another word.
What else can I use in the place of it to qualify me?
I'm not going to tell you what it is right now. I'm going down the list.
All right.
Because I want to get all of you thinking just like Mr. Deuce is thinking over here.
Uh-huh.
Is because he's been taught to use these words. I was taught these words, too, until I found out something different.
Okay. Now, next one.
He's the next one. Credentials.
Yes. I got the credential. I took a course.
I ain't done talking yet.
Okay.
Right. Right. Right, you got credentials.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a society full with credentials.
Yes.
We live in a society where people say, if you give me some money, I'll create something on a piece of paper that'll give you a certificate or something like that. and we go do it and say,
that's
I got some certifications because I met the requirements of the other people. Has it ever occurred to you that the other people made up something that they want you to meet up what they think it should be?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Anyway, so it's fine for you to go get what the society brings.
Yes.
High school diploma, right. Associate's degree.
Right. 2 years of college.
Right, a four-year college degree, master's, doctorate. Right. It's fine if a system tells you to go get those.
Yes.
The bottom line is those have nothing to do with your performance. Look at the statistics.
You told me I wasn't qualified.
Type in workforce productivity.
You told me I wasn't qualified. Right. Then you told me my qualification was no good. Now you're telling me my credentials are no good.
Right. I'm telling you they have no meaning in a job search. I didn't tell you they were no good, so you're hearing words I didn't mention even. That's part of the other problem. See, so I like to have you think about that.
I thought about it.
Because I'm giving words that have no meaning. And you are interpreting that using the words that I didn't bring up. But believe it or not, a lot of us do that.
Certification? I got a certification.
But we're going to take a short break till you hear something from our sponsors. But I'd like to have you really think about how people may hear you and perceive you. And Mr. Deuce is not acting. He's real.
That's true. That's real.
Yeah, he's not playing the role right here. That's right. He's acting.
This is not just a role play.
But we'll be right back.
How we think out there. Come on.
Did you know me? Maybe then not listen what you have to say.
Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodge Parts Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. opportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. And I will get back to you and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
My name is Larry LaBelle. I attended Gene Hodges' The Hodgepodge Formula class about a week ago. I think the course did an excellent job at helping people identify their skills and abilities, but more specifically, too, to help them see what they could do in the future, the things that they had not identified before, so opening up new possibilities. And just for that alone, it was excellent.
It's all about who you know. That's right.
Has that ever occurred to you?
Yes.
It's all about who you know. I'm here tonight with Mr. Dukes. The topic is using words that have no meaning in a job search.
In a job search,
whether it's verbal, whether it's a resume, I'm suggesting some words that you should not use.
And these are common words.
And I'm going to tell you the word I'm going to suggest that you do use. That's going to come toward the end of the show, though. But
all right.
We have been taught words and meanings of words.
Yes, sir.
And so we use these words and meanings.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is when it comes to working, which is performance.
All right.
As a workforce, we're not producing what Well, your leaders thought we were going to be able to produce, well, and you're not alone. There's 300 million of you out there.
Can I interrupt you?
No, you can't, but go ahead.
Okay. These words are the common words that the common individual utilize in writing their resume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And these words make sense to me as the writer of my resume.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go before that human, he reads this, he going to say, this guy is what I want. He is what I'm looking for.
I'm glad you mentioned that. We've only gone through four words.
That's right.
It's taken up all this time.
That's true.
But it's you mentioned something about the human.
Right.
Well, a lot of this stuff is going to a machine.
And?
That can only interpret the meaning of the words you use.
And the machine, these words are in the machine, and the machine has the capability to interpret them more than the human.
The machine can't do any more than the human.
Yeah, because it was programmed by him.
Right. Which means it can't do no more. See, but I like to have you think about this because
that's right.
We use these words.
Think about it.
It's okay to use these words, but not for employment. And the reason being is because you aren't doing what you claim you could do. So I'm suggesting not use words that don't back you up.
Okay.
Because you're cheating you. Anyway, so I've gone through just four words. Qualified, qualifications, your credentials. I'm going to suggest that.
And degree.
Your credentials, your degrees. It's nice to have. The bottom line is they have nothing to do with your performance. Qualified means meeting somebody else's expectation.
That's right.
Right. So many of you claim you're qualified, but you don't meet what we thought you were going to do.
What do you mean? I come prepared to work.
That doesn't mean anything. Because
I come prepared to do the job that I'm being.
You're not 10 years old, 12 years old, right? You come to do a job.
Right.
This show is about finding enjoyable employment.
This is.
You just said the problem. You come to do a job. You're trained for a job that you think you're qualified for because you might have went to some training program or school.
Yeah.
You got
mm-hmm.
some certificates and all that. All that is great for you. When it comes to your employer, and we put you all together like in Company A, Company B, Company C, companies aren't getting the performance that they wanted or expected from you.
Okay.
Your CEOs are trying to find out, we're paying all this money to our employees and they aren't producing what we thought they were going to produce. That's the bigger problem.
Is that because of the words that I used on my resume?
Of course it is. Because you chose to use them.
I sure did. Because
this show is about words
because
not to use.
Those words was going to explain my ability and my credentials. That's why I used them.
We can't see you on a piece of paper. How many people did you know that have showed up for a job and because of the way you looked, somebody decided you didn't have the qualifications?
It's not doing a job should have nothing to do with. Hold on.
Go ahead, Matt.
Doing a job should have nothing to do with what you look like.
That's right. As I've been saying.
Not just doing a job, but anything in life should have nothing to do with what you look like. It's can you do what you are here or being interviewed to do?
Sure, that's fine. But see, they're going to see you first and then say you're employed after.
Well, what?
Okay. Huh?
Say that again?
They're going to see you first.
Yeah.
So?
To find out you aren't what you said that you
could be. No, they're not. They can't.
Okay.
Because I haven't done anything.
On a piece of paper.
Well,
I haven't done anything physically.
But that's also the point of the piece of paper. The point I know this is going slightly off topic here, but
that's all right.
Going sideways.
We got to help this guy that want a job.
Exactly. The point of
this
a degree.
It's not a job show.
We want to help somebody
we'll help
become
this guy
employed.
An opportunity to get.
An opportunity to become employed.
An enjoyable opportunity.
Exactly. Now, a lot of people will put on their resumes a degree, having a degree of some kind.
Yes. He's a dog catcher.
Right.
And, yeah.
Well, no, the point of having a degree, I feel, is...
It's ain't got nothing to do with this.
No, it shows that you showed up on time for 4 years, completed a series of tasks reasonably well.
You really believe that?
So that way somebody who hires you will be like, okay, this guy did this, this, and this on time and potentially won't screw up my business.
Let me help you out.
Okay. All right,
come on.
We live in the kind of world now where you can put together all sorts of stuff to say that you showed up.
Yeah.
But the problem is that you know you didn't show up. Plus, you won't even show up if you were hired. So I want you to think about that, okay?
He gonna hire me and I'm not going to show up.
Yeah, a lot of us do that.
Just look at me and say, yeah, if I hire this guy, he's not going to show up. Forget him.
No, if I hire this guy, I'm going to find out he can't do what we hired him for.
Well, yeah, but if you hire me, I'm going to show up, though.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, but we're going to do words that should not use.
Move on.
They're your words. You got to understand, these words and you expect some result.
Yes, sir.
The difference is the people you want to do it for, you're not able to do what you said that you could do. And you probably have a track record of it even. Because if it's a resume, it's going to show who else did you work for and for how long and what did you do. It's easy when you know how to read resume. You
can
see people
job.
Jumped every 2 years, jumped every 3 years, because you can see it.
Yeah.
Doing the same thing.
That could have been upgrading my training, though.
Well, you would see upgrades versus seeing the same thing. Okay? Which means each job will have something different that you did or learned.
Mm-hmm.
Having the same thing at Company A, Company B, Company C, that shows you spent 6 years, 10 years doing the exact same thing that you knew before. It's right there in black and white.
Well...
So I'm going to just suggest that we're talking about words that you should not use in a job search.
Yes, sir.
There is one word that I'm going to suggest that you use, but that's not coming to the end of the show.
Okay.
So we talked about your credentials.
Mm-hmm.
Most of you know people when you thought you had the credentials and they said you don't have the credentials we're looking for.
Oh, okay.
Many of you have experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
Because humans do that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're looking for a particular type of person. You've experienced it, heard about it on TP, but people say, I got all the qualifications, and somebody says, you don't have what we're looking for. You've probably experienced it. If you haven't, I have. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's very important to understand, what did you do? Because the other people were expecting something else. So I'm suggesting that you don't use these words. I got one more word, then we're going to go to break. Actually, we don't have time to go to break on this word.
Okay.
Don't use the word skills. I'm going to suggest to you that you think of yourself as having no skills. How do you define a skill? I want you to think about it. How do you define a skill?
A skill is what I can do. And do it effectively.
We can't see that you can do anything on a piece of paper.
I'm telling you, I got it.
Exactly.
And I'm telling you, if you give me opportunity, I'll show you.
If we give you opportunity. Did anybody else give you opportunity before?
Yeah. I hadn't applied for it.
I'd like to have you think about that, okay?
I hadn't applied before.
We use language that doesn't fit. We use words that don't fit. It's important to understand the language you use,
mm-hmm.
which is where the other 300 million people are using similar languages,
mm-hmm.
and we're finding out that what we thought you were going to be able to do, you aren't doing.
And the other 300 some people did have the same problem?
Exactly, 300 million, workforce. Because CEOs have the same problem. How can they get their employees to produce more? Because they claimed they could. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, so the word skill, how do you interpret that somebody has skills when you're writing it on a piece of paper? Matter of fact, you're sitting right in front of me. Do you think I got any skills?
Mm-mm. You don't look like you got none.
Right. Thank you. I want you to understand that.
But
humans think those kinds of things of other humans. When you tell me I got skills, I do.
Yeah, because
me telling you I got skills doesn't mean anything.
I seen you in action, so I know you got skills.
Good.
But to look at you and say you have skills.
Right, so you just gave out the answer. Me putting it on a piece of paper, we can't see any skills that you have on a piece of paper.
But you also can't see it when you first directly look at somebody either. You have to see them in action.
No kidding.
That's what I'm saying.
So if you got to see him in action, then
you got to hire him. I can't hire him. I ain't seen him in action, though.
You got to show up first.
Well, he shows up.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. When you can describe what you did for the other people, we can follow up and find out, did you really do that?
Yeah.
Good. So the other people can say, yes, you did, which means the other people are saying you have these skills because they've seen them work.
Yes.
Good. Anyways, I'd like to have you think about that if you use those words, because I can tell you all day I got skills, but if you don't, but you ain't buying them.
If I don't see you in action.
Right. How much are they worth?
Nothing.
Good. We have a workforce that's taught this stuff to give us the result that the employers are going through. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time to go to a break because I'm... because I think I'm getting under your collar because...
Yeah, he is. I've never seen Heinzman Dukes get this flustered to talk about the work with you guys.
Words not to use in a job search. There's another word that you can use.
Hey, this is a call-in show. It's a call-in show. Call us 727-441-3000 or call 866-6826.
It's 866-826-1340. On that note, we'll be right back with more right after this.
All right, hurry up.
Okay. But don't you believe
them? Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled "Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment," "Is There Really Job Training Available for You?" "How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market," and "Innovative Job Training Program, a Collaborative Model." To see Gene's articles, go to LinkedIn.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at LinkedIn.com. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Resources tab, and choose an article. That's at HodgePodgeTraining.com.
You were saying, you know, how society says we should get a good education and we stress about it and should get good training and all this stuff. So what's the difference between a good education and training?
Mine is great. Education is the exposure of many things. And so our school or education system gives us the exposure and knowledge of it.
Mm-hmm.
However, if I told you, I can tell you how to write a resume.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you how to hold an interview.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you how to go greet someone.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds easy with someone standing in front of the class that's
mm-hmm.
telling you that.
Mm-hmm.
However, you doing it, it never works that way.
Right.
Which means you got to do it once or twice or three or four times
mm-hmm.
until it's acceptable. So that's training.
Mm-hmm.
What we're missing in our educational process is training. There's education everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We're missing training.
Mm-hmm.
And if we got training, the employers would be happy. The educational institutions would be happy because their graduates are really performing.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is we have a lot of individuals with education and lacking the ability to perform. That's the difference. We focus on training.
If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen, internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look.
Look here.
Right here.
Right here on the Employment Opportunity Show.
with Mr. Gene Hodge.
To recognize how to create employment that you will enjoy.
Sure enough.
And so we're sitting down here. I'm going over words that have no meaning. So I'm suggesting that you do not use these words in a job search.
Yes, sir.
Because when you're looking for work,
you start searching for work.
And I'm going to suggest, first of all, you try to do everything in person.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got to send in a resume, make sure it's going to a human, not a machine.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't know that, then your machine is going to something that has no feelings, no eyes, which can't match you up with anything other than the data that somebody gave it to look for.
All right.
It's just that simple. Now, I know that because I'm in that field. Everybody's not in this field.
Mm. No, they're not.
But anyway, but I'm going through words and I'm suggesting that they have no meaning. And we've only gone through a few words. Qualified,
yes.
Qualifications,
yes.
Your credentials, don't skills. Don't tell anybody that you have these. If they ask you, do you have them, then you answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to know. But if they didn't ask, then there's no need to tell them.
Mm.
Because you need to find out what do they want to know or need to know.
Well.
Anyway, so these words, when you put them on a piece of paper, I'm suggesting to you they have no meaning. And the reason I'm suggesting to you, people haven't even seen you.
No.
You have them on paper.
I understand.
The papers have no feelings. Humans have feelings.
But Mr. Gene,
okay,
I'm making this resume so vivid that the individual, when he read it, he sees me in this paper.
Okay. Now, if you look at this list I'm looking at, it says words that have no meaning in a job search. Now, we've been talking about resumes.
Right.
I didn't talk about words not to use, period.
Okay.
And telling somebody else you're qualified.
Yes.
We're telling somebody else you got qualifications. How can they see qualifications? You haven't done anything. You tell somebody you got a degree. A whole bunch of people got degrees and 2 O's and 3 O's and 4 O's. That's fine for you to have. But the people you produce work for, they're not satisfied with that.
When I fill out the resume and sign the resume and send it to them, when they read the resume and say, oh, this guy's qualified, he's got outstanding skills, he's very...
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, he has the certification he has. Mm-hmm. His credential is just above report.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And everyone probably down to age 5 can go out on the internet and go to some software package and create that and press a button. And, wow, this person looks great.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Until you get there. So I'm suggesting that you don't use these words because a lot of people are following all this because this is what's taught.
All right.
It's not wrong.
Yes, sir. Okay.
The output is where the mistake is. The expectation is where the mistake is.
Okay.
Okay, we expected you to be a better performer.
Mm-hmm.
You're costing us money, and we're paying you more and more money, and you're still costing us more money, but we're not getting the result.
Okay.
Okay? Anyways, I won't go into all these other ways where you can see it. It's been right in front of your eyes and all that sort of stuff lately.
All right.
But anyway, we're going down the list. I've only gotten as far as the word skill so far.
Yes, sir.
Not to tell anybody you have skill. How can we see a skill and you haven't done anything? We see skills when we see you using your skills.
You physically cannot see it, Mr. Gene, but I'm writing it to the point that you can, if you're reading my words, you can feel that I got the skills that are required to do the job.
Yeah, and my feelings haven't produced the result of my feelings. See, that's what's going on in our workplace.
Okay.
Okay, it's not your fault. However, I'm here to help you to find something that you enjoy, number one.
Right.
And number two, I'm helping you to say, don't use these words because we can't see any of these on a piece of paper.
Okay.
And a lot of decisions get made when you show up. And you, most of you already know that.
Yeah.
Because you've seen it happen to others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, so these are words I'm suggesting. They don't have any meaning to somebody else. If they do have meaning to somebody else, we're expecting you to do what you claim you could do. And most of us can't. Period. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I got. We don't have the time. I have a list here that's going to have to continue to another show.
Yes, sir.
But the last word is talented.
But I'll,
don't tell anybody you are talented. You can't even see if you are talented. You can't. The world can see if you're talented. Which means if the world is telling you you are, you don't know why they're telling you, but they see something that you can do that they can't do.
I play piano.
You know.
And when I play the piano, I know I'm talented because I can play.
How can you know that?
Because I'm playing the piano.
But if you play
the
piano.
And I'm playing the words that was written by the music.
Right. If you know that you can do that, you don't know it's a talent. You just do what you do. The other people might call it a talent. The other people might say it's not good enough. You just do what you do. All of us humans, we just do what we do. The other people tell us what they think of it. When it comes to the workforce, we do what we do. The other people say it's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
The other people say, hey, you need more training. Mm-hmm. And the other people say, we expect it more.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's those things that once we see you doing something,
mm-hmm.
then we know we might have made a mistake based on our expectations.
That's
now, time is almost.
That's after you hired me. That's after you didn't hire me.
We even before we hire you. But, however, since this affects our workforce, it has to do with after we've hired you. We expected you to do something that you couldn't do. Now, because this list is quite long, we're going to have to extend this to another show. I'm going to tell you the magic word. I'm going to tell you the magic word, because we're not even halfway done with some of these words we're taught to use.
No.
I mean, the magic word is not the magic word. It's the word we hear a lot. The word is experience.
Mm-hmm.
When you can tell somebody what you do, how long you've been doing it, and who you've done it for, they can equate that to you must have been doing something good enough for the others, and you could do that something for me. The difference is we've got to offer something that allows you to learn some more, because you'll get bored just doing what you've always been doing. So when you tell people the experiences you've had, who have you done it for, where you've been in order to do it for, we can get a sense of the type of person you are, the type of people that have already hired you and why they wanted you.
Mm-hmm.
We can get a sense of you must have done something if you got raises and promotions. So we can get a sense when you talk about the experiences you have had. You got 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 40 years experience. Then the word experience tells us you know how to do something because you did it for the other people. Without saying what you did and having a track record,
okay,
then we don't know whether you can do for us. Anyway, but we have more words, but our time is up because I hear Frank Sinatra singing My Way. Now, and the reason I want you to understand these words is because you, all the things that you like doing, enjoy doing, you have been doing it your way. Go out and tell all of us what you like doing, enjoy doing. We'll think of jobs that you can do because we know titles.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so go out and tell everybody what it is so you can come.
Was my